story or prayer or cosmology or whatever, we have different cultures on the planet, and in them and among them there are different what we call religions, philosophies, traditions, schools of knowledge, and in them you find different mythologies, meaning different stories through the ages that contain, metaphorically, whatever, allegorically, their wisdom, their knowledge. So in Europe and down there in the Mediterranean around, you got what we call Christianity, the Abrahamic tradition. And when they want to explain things, including cosmology, they may refer to their, you know, biblical stories and so on. You move over to India, they have their stories, their books of wisdom, their Shastra. Go to China, same thing, all over the world. And I would say we have really reached mature stage of as a humanity on Earth being able to transcend that, those cultural boxes that people tend to otherwise be a bit kind of confined within in respect to, you know, their cultures. Which was, of course, natural due to geographic limitations, borders, language, so on. Today we are living in a global world, which we communicate, where we communicate to each other online, as we call it, and where also we find that the language barrier is being broken thanks to what we call AI, which really means a language model interpreting language and being able to, with big heavy computer power, instantly translate between each language. So limitations are lifted, and this also, this is leading to a multicultural situation, and we are, of course, already there. Many of us finding ourselves more like global citizens than citizens of a specific country, even town, city. So it's a wonderful situation, and we just, you know, I'm looking at this, what do you call it? If this is in the story, we can use some imagery for here. It's called His Dark Materials. It's a series. I guess it's very famous because it got good reviews. Where this girl grows up in some school And it looks like at least it's old English, you know, the librarian and teacher, grey-haired old British gentleman. And when they speak their wisdom to the kids, it's examples from the Bible, you know. And they are in rooms that are brownish and old, with old books everywhere. And it's all established and tradition, and that's how it is and how it's going to continue to be. And we are the real ones because we are Christians, you know, that kind of thing. So we could show really different how it is now.